This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, Baruch HaMabam. Welcome, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for coming. Last year before Tisha B'Av, next Wednesday night, there's no shir here, and we'll pick it up the week after, Bezos Hashem. So we just came back from South Africa. What a wonderful community there. Met a lot of beautiful friends. Actually, I gave this shir there in South Africa. The thing is, they're ahead in time, so they're 6 hours ahead. So whatever you do there, nobody knows here until later. So anyway, it's Kilu, I never gave it before. But we're going to spin the shir a little bit differently tonight. We're not going to start from the beginning. And let's give the following introduction. You know, one of the most basic things that's misunderstood in our generation is that everybody knows that everything is important. But that's the problem. Everything is important. But people don't have the proper background to know, okay, what is minhag, what is halacha, what is dina de gemara, what is drabanan, and what's daraisa. Everything gets put in a big melting pot where everything is equal, and so you say, yeah, it's great, everything is important, but you need to know what the source of something is, because depending on what something is, whether it's daraisa, drabanan, or a minhag, that would help you how to navigate under, let's say, extenuating circumstances or different situations. So, for example, minhag Ashkenaz is Ashkenazim. We do not shave or take haircuts for the entirety of the 3 weeks. But that's a minhag. That's only a custom. By the Sfaradim, it's not brought that for three entire weeks that they're now to shave and take a haircut. The Ben Ish Chai says so, but it's not halacha according to the Sfaradim. But for by Ashkenazim, it's considered a halacha. However, then besides the minhag of not shaving for 3 weeks, there is something called Dino de Gemara. The Gemara says explicitly that the week in which Tisha B'Av falls out in, then we're now to shave and we're now to take a haircut. So the truth is that one would think it's somewhat academic that for the entirety of the 3 weeks, we don't take a haircut. Yeah. And you're right, the Gemara says for the week that Tisha B'Av comes out in, but nevertheless, the minhag is the whole 3 weeks. However, it is very important to know what is the minhag and what is Dina de Gemara. Why? Because Rav Moshe has a famous tshuva. There's a famous tshuva in Rav Moshe. And Rav Moshe differentiates between the minhag of not shaving during the 3 weeks and the halacha of the Gemara of not shaving in the week that Tisha B'Av falls out in. And Rav Moshe says like this, that during the 3 weeks, it's only a minhag. It's only a minhag. So for Parnasa, if somebody's job or livelihood depends on it, one would be allowed to shave during the 3 weeks. However, in the week in which Tisha B'Av comes out, says Rav Moshe, that's a halacha of the Gemara. One would not be able to shave during that time, even perhaps if it's a matter of parnosa. So therefore, it's a very important distinction to be aware of, that the 3 weeks is minhag, and the week in which Tisha B'Av comes out is dina de Gemara. Okay, but here's the million-dollar question. The million-dollar question is, what about this year? Is there a Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av this year? Is there a week in which Tisha B'Av comes out? So you say, well, wait a second. Tisha B'Av is a Sunday this year. So we know that the Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av is not after Tisha B'Av. It's only before. So maybe there's no Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, this Shabbos is really Tisha B'Av. So if the Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, then we're already in Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av, and then one would be restricted from shaving already this week, Midina de Gemara. So it makes a very big nafkamina lahalacha. And that is there Shavua Shechal Boi Tisha B'Av? So let's take a look at number 7. Kamzi Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim Simen Taf Kuf Nun Aleph Sif Dalet, and the Shulchan Aruch says, no. That's also minhag. The concept of 9 days is also more of a minhag. But the dina de Gemara, the law of the Gemara, is only the week in which Tisha B'Av comes out in. So Shulchan Aruch says like this: Li'achar hatainis, after the fast, mutar l'saper l'chaves miyad. You're allowed to take a haircut, and you're allowed to shave, and you're allowed to do laundry immediately. So after Tisha B'Av, you're allowed to take a haircut and launder immediately. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech Haolam Shehakol Nehyeh Bidvarei. V'yim chal Tisha B'Av v'yom Rishon. However, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, like it does this year. Oy, b'Shabbos, or if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, v'nidcha la'achar Shabbos, and it's pushed off till Sunday, then mutter b'shtei ha-Shabbos. So it's both weeks are mutter. Bein shekoy l'matayinus, whether the week before the fast, bein sha'achrav, or the week after. So the first opinion of the Mechaber is that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Sunday, so clearly the week after is going to be mutter, and clearly the week before is going to be mutter. The week after is going to be mutter. The week after is always mutter. The week before is going to be mutter, because the week before is not the Shavuos Chabay Tisha B'Av. However, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, the week after is mutter, but says the Mechaber, even the week before is mutter. V'yeshmi sha'imer, and there are those who say, shenoagu la'asar koshvua shalafanav, that the custom is to asar the entire week before, chutz miyam hevavav, except for Thursday and Friday. Okay, be it as it may, if I were to ask you at this step in the shir, is one allowed to take a haircut and to do laundry in the week in which Tisha B'Av comes out, if Tisha B'Av is Shabbos pushed off till Sunday? You would say there are two opinions in the Mechaber, there are two opinions in the Shulchan Aruch. The first opinion is it's mutter. The second opinion is it's usher. So what do you do? So, okay, we're going to come to that, good. Let's try to explain what are these two opinions. Why would one opinion say, why would the first opinion say the week before is mutter, and why would the second opinion say the week before is usher? So let's explain in the following oifen. There's a tshuva in the Ksav Sefer, Simen Kuf Aleph, in number 3 on your sheets. There are two Gemaras in Shas. There's one Gemara Megillah on Daf Hei Amud Beis, where Rebbe's opinion is, Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av. Probably Rebbe would have had an easy time getting a job in a shul. Yeah? Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av. What? As the Gemara says, Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av? Yeah. The story was, Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. And anyway, you're putting it off, pushing it off to Sunday. So says Rebbe, once you're pushing it off till Sunday, you might as well push it off completely. Right? So that was Rebbe's Shita. Rebbe said, once Tisha B'Av is being pushed off from Shabbos to Sunday, get rid of it completely. And the Gemara says, V'loi hoidu loi chachamim. The rabbis did not agree to Rebbe. But that's the Shita of Rebbe. Rebbe wanted to push off Tisha B'Av. We're going to, at the end of this year, we're going to come back to the Shita of Rebbe. There's another Gemara in Tainis, Chav Tesamaveiz. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, says Rabbi Yochanan, Ilu Havoy Hasam, if I would have been around when Tisha B'Av was formulated, I would have made Tisha B'Av Hava Amina that we should fast on the 10th. Why on the 10th? Ha'al v'ruba de'hechal nisra b'yayim, because the majority of the hechal burnt down on the 10th. As we know, right, historically, what happened on the 9th day of Tammuz? Nothing ever happened. Nothing regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Not really, right? Because the night of Tisha B'Av, what do they do to Beis HaMikdash? Nothing. And the morning of Tisha B'Av, when everyone's sitting on the floor crying, what happened? Nothing. And the afternoon, when everybody gets up, what happened on Tisha B'Av? Nothing. And after that, everybody's watching movies the whole day. What happened on Tisha B'Av? Nothing. And in the late afternoon, what happened on Tisha B'Av? Nothing. And right before Shkia, the Gemara says they set fire to the Beis HaMikdash. But the majority of the Beis HaMikdash burnt down on the 10th. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, if I would have been around in that generation, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th. Ha v'rubay shalhecha nisra b'yayim. And the Gemara says, no, v'rabanan, what do we hold? Aschalta de Puranusa Adifa, the beginning of the punishment is worse. So let's think for a moment, Rabbi Isai. According to Rebbe, that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av, what was the logic of being Mevatel Tisha B'Av? You see, the way Rebbe looks at it, Rebbe says that Tisha B'Av falls out on Shabbos. If you can't fast on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday. Sunday is not really Tisha B'Av. Sunday is only a makeup date. Well, if it's a makeup date and you're pushing it off to a makeup date, you might as well get rid of it entirely. Like Lamashal, Lahavdil, Elif Alfea Avdolis. No, but that year, Rebbe wanted to push it off. So the analogy would be, there's some people that in their spare time, they follow something called baseball. What's baseball? You have this little ball, and you have a pitcher, and he tries to throw the ball 100 miles an hour, and there's a chayara standing at home plate who's been injected with all kinds of steroids that is usually reserved for racehorses. But nobody knows because this guy was lucky enough not to be tested. And he has so much steroids in him that he sees this little baseball, ke'ilu, it's the size of a beach ball. And when that ball comes, even though the normal human eye can't see it, this guy, this chayara, can hit it out of the park. Right? That's the sport. So what happens if it rains? So it rains, it's rained out. But what about all the people who came to watch this chaya hit the ball? What are they going to do with the ticket? So you get a rain delay ticket. So you get to cash in and you get to come to a game the next day. That day is not the real day of the game. The real day of the game was on Sunday. But because it rains, so you get a makeup date. That's how Rebbe Lahavdil looks at Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av was really Shabbos. Elama, you can't fast on Shabbos. So we push it off to Sunday. So Rebbe says, once you're pushing it off to Sunday, let's get rid of it entirely. Masha'in Ken Rabbi Yochanan looks at Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos entirely different. How does Rabbi Yochanan look at it? Rabbi Yochanan said, if I would have been there, I would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th. By the way, the question is, Rabbi Yochanan, what do you mean if you would have been there, you would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th? If you would have been there, nobody would have asked you your opinion. It's not up to you when Tisha B'Av is. It's Midivrei Nevi'im. The Navi Zechariah says, Soim HaChamishi. It's a pasuk in the Navi. This is prophetic material. Nobody would have asked an Amoira when to make Tisha B'Av. That's the famous kasha of the Menchas Chenech. But be it as it may, Rabbi Yochanan said, if he would have been around, he would have made Tisha B'Av on the 10th. According to Rabbi Yochanan, this year is the only time that there's a real Tisha B'Av. Every other time, Tisha B'Av, according to Rabbi Yochanan, is on the wrong day. Finally, this year, Tavshin, Ayin Ches, yeah? Finally, Rabbi Yochanan says, this is a real Tisha B'Av. As a Darf Tzayin, this is a real thing. Every other year, it's like a fake deal. We fast on the day that they just set fire to the Beis HaMikdash. But it didn't burn down on that day. Finally, this day is the day the Beis HaMikdash burnt down. I always say over, remember when I was 12 years old, 12 and change. So it was the week before my Bar Mitzvah. My Bar Mitzvah was Parshas Vaschanan. And this was Parshas Devarim. It was the year that Tisha B'Av came out on Shabbos. And I was walking with my father to shul that Shabbos morning, the Aguda of Avenue L, L and East 29th. And the next week was my Bar Mitzvah. We look from a block away. We look at the shul, and the shul isn't there. It had burnt down that Shabbos, Tisha B'Av. Burnt down on Tisha B'Av. But, and then I couldn't make the Bar Mitzvah there. Okay, for the rest of the story, I'll have to tell you a different time. But, be it as it may, Rabbi Yochanan will look at it, that if Tisha B'Av falls down on Shabbos, and you have to push it off to the 10th, it's not the pshat, it fell out on Shabbos and you pushed it off to the 10th. It was scheduled l'chadchila this year for the 10th. Meaning, there are really two ways of looking at Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday. The way Rebbe would look at it is, it falls out on Shabbos. Shabbos is a makeup for, Sunday is a makeup for Shabbos. That's one way of looking at it. Or we look at it entirely different. That when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's the Chachila scheduled for Sunday. It's not that it's scheduled for Shabbos and we push it off to Sunday. If it can't be on Shabbos, it's scheduled on Sunday in the first instance. Meaning we have a Chakira here, right? We have a Lamda Shechakira. If Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and we have to push it off to Sunday, do we view it that it really falls out on Shabbos but we're Madche to Sunday? Or do we view it that it's scheduled L'Chadchila for Sunday? What's the Nafgamina? Nafgamina number one is there Shavuah Shechavai Tisha B'Av? If the way you look at it is really Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, but what could you do? You can't fast on Shabbos, you push it off to Sunday. So then there's Shavuot Shechavai Tisha B'Av, because Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, and the week before is Shavuot Shechavai Tisha B'Av. That is the second opinion of the Mechaber. That would be the opinion of Rebbe. Masha'in Kain, the first opinion of the Mechaber is, when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it can't be Shabbos, so it's scheduled L'Chadchila on Sunday. So there is no Tisha B'Av. So these two opinions in the Mechaber reflect this chakira of how do you view Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos. Is it really Shabbos pushed off, or is it scheduled to be on Sunday to begin with? So friends, how do we paskin? So the first thing you need to know is you need to know how to read a Mechaber. Because if the Mechaber says, Stam, that there's an opinion that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday, both the week before and the week after, are mutter. And then he says, Yesh Misha Oimer, there are those who say. So you have to know how to read a Mechaber. Whenever the Mechaber brings down Stam, and then he brings down a Yesh Misha Oimer, the halacha is like the Stam, and not like the Yesh Misha Oimer. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch is paskening that this year there is no Shvua Shechalboi Tisha B'Av. And it would come out if somebody needed to shave for Parnassa, it would be mutter the whole week, and the only day that would be asr would be Tisha B'Av itself. Now, I'm not here to tell you halacha, ask your local Orthodox rabbi, but my understanding is that's how we paskin, that this year there is no Shvua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, because it's not that Tisha B'Av is Shabbos and it's pushed off to Sunday. Tisha B'Av is Sunday this year. So we have a very big kula. Right, that the whole week, this whole week is mutter.
On Tisha B'Av itself.
Ah, so then you would say that it should come out that the kulas of nidche should not apply. We'll come to that as well. As we're going to see, sometimes we have to pull both ends of the string. Okay, so that is nafkamina number one. Nafkamina number two is anybody here fortunate enough to be buried, to be born? Baruch Hashem, nobody here is buried yet. But anybody here fortunate enough to be born in the month of Av? Anybody here have a birthday Yud Av? Okay, not yet. But if you would have been born on Yud Av, and this year would have been your Bar Mitzvah year, so think about the following Shiloh. You have a little kid. No, I was fortunate enough to be born on Chav Vav Tammuz, July 21st. This year, that's this Shabbos, Tisha B'Av. I'm lucky enough to have a Tisha B'Av birthday, English birthday. Okay, so nobody buy me a cake this year. Okay, next year we'll talk about it. So, Chav Vav Tammuz, Chav Vav Tammuz. It passed already. You missed it. Okay, shame on you. Okay, shame on you. But here's a shaila. You have a little kid. He's 12 years and change, and his bar mitzvah is Yud Av. So would he have to fast this year on Tisha B'Av? Say, why not? His bar mitzvah is Yud Av. Yud Av is a fast day. Why would he not have to fast? Well, wait a second. It depends on this chakira. If we view it that really Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, but you can't fast on Shabbos, so it's pushed off to Sunday, this kid is not going to have to fast. You know why? Because Sunday is a makeup for Tisha B'Av. But the kid wasn't chayiv to fast on Tisha B'Av, so he wouldn't have to fast on Sunday. As we all know, that a child does not fast any fast before his bar mitzvah except for Yom Kippur. Right? A child before his bar mitzvah does not fast. There is no chinuch an avelus. Rosh Zalman Orbach writes, there are three things that people famously say they have to do three times, and none of them are true. Number one, people say that if you want to lean from a Sefer Torah, you need to lean from it three times. By the way, the Aruch HaShulchan says that. Says the Shulchan Aruch, it has no basis in halacha. You don't have to lean from a Sefer Torah three times, you just have to set up an arayin a little bit before or a little bit after. That's the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah.
How do you lean it the first time?
You set up the arayin?
No, you're saying you have to lean from it three times before you can lean from it.
No. You could only take it out if you're going to lean from it three times. Obviously, you can't lean. It's not possible to lean from something once before you lean it three times. That means there are those who say, and the Aruch HaShulchan says this, that you can't take out a Sefer Torah from the Aroin unless you'll be leaning from it three times.
Or some,
whatever, three times. Meaning, you want to bring it on vacation, you can't take it out unless you're going to lean from it three times. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says it's not true. It's not halachically based. The other thing is, everybody knows you wake up in the morning, you wash Nagel Mas, you wash your hands three times. That you for sure have to do. But then, you know, you go to the facility, you go to the bathroom, you touch your feet, you get dressed. Now you have to daven. You have to wash your hands again and make the bracha of Al Netilas Yadayim. So many people think you have to wash your hands three times again. No, you don't. You only have to wash one time. Okay, there's no... The chiyuv of netila for tefillah is not three times, it's only one time. And the third thing that people say you have to do three times is that a kid before his bar mitzvah needs to fast three times. There's no basis for that. A kid before his bar mitzvah needs to fast zero times. That's the opinion of the Mishnah Berurah. Mishnah Berurah writes openly, there is no chinuch an avelus. The only fast that a kid has to do before his bar mitzvah is Yom Kippur. But he does not have to fast the whole day. A kid before his bar mitzvah fasts Tainis Sha'is, which means starting at 9 years old, he delays his breakfast a little bit every year. So if, let's say, at 9 years old, he doesn't eat in the night and he eats in the morning. 10 years old, if he normally eats 8 o'clock, at 9 years old, he'll delay his breakfast an hour. 10 years old, another zman. 11, a little further. 12, a little further. But even a 12-year-old kid, the Mishnah Berurah says, does not fast the whole day Yom Kippur, because we assume children today are not fully healthy. And therefore the Mishnah Berurah says we are not makbid even on Yom Kippur for a kid to fast the whole day. And unless you know the kid, unless you know for sure the kid is fully healthy, he would not fast the whole day on Yom Kippur. And other Tanisim, they don't fast at all. Okay, this is the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah. I'm not here to tell you minhagim or what your family does. I'm only here to tell you the halacha. Okay, fine. But be it as it may. So this kid, his bar mitzvah is Yodav. He was born on Yodav. Does a kid who is born on Yodav have to fast Tisha B'Av this year? So it depends on, this is the Shaila of the Marsham, Chelek Gimel, Simen Shin Samach Gimel, number 5 on your sheets. They ask the Marsham, a kid who is born on Yodav, does he need to fast on Yodav, which is a Tisha B'Av Nidcha? Well, says the Marsham, it depends. If the way we view it is that Tisha B'Av is really Shabbos, Elamai, you can't fast Shabbos, so you push it off to Sunday. So this kid would not have to fast on Tisha B'Av because he wasn't mechuyev to fast on Shabbos. He wasn't a bar mitzvah on Shabbos. So he wouldn't have to make the makeup for Shabbos. But if the way we view it is that really Tisha B'Av is l'chadchila on Sunday, then this kid would have to fast on Sunday because he's bar mitzvah on Sunday. So now that you guys are all a big poskim,
who's Marsham?
Marsham is the Berzhanarov, who's the Pesach Hador at the end of the 19th century. He says it depends on our Chakira. And now that you guys are big Pesachim, how would you Paskin? Does this kid have to fast on Tisha B'Av when his birthday, when he was born on Yudav, or does he not have to fast on Tisha B'Av? What would you say? Well, it comes out, since we learned that the Shulchan Aruch holds that a year that Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos and is pushed off to Sunday, there is no Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av. Because the way we view it is, Tisha B'Av was enacted, L'chad Chila, on Sunday. So coming to the case of this Bar Mitzvah boy, we should view it that L'chad Chila, his Bar Mitzvah is Sunday, and he should have to fast. And that's how we paskin. Halacha L'maisa, if you're a kid, if you know somebody who is born on Yod Av, and he's having a bar mitzvah this year on Yod Av, he would have to fast on Tisha B'Av this year. That's what it would come out according to the way we learned the Shulchan Aruch number 7. And I happen to see today in the Sefer Koivitz Halachas of Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, he also says that regarding this machlokes, regarding this issue, if in fact the child has his bar mitzvah on Yod Av, he would have to fast. Okay? So that, Rabbi Yisai, is nafka mina number 2. Nafka mina number 3. There's an amazing rush. The rush says like this. What about eating on Tisha B'Av this year? Or what about Shalashidus this year? So this year, Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. We know you're allowed to eat. You're allowed to drink. You're allowed to wash yourself. You're allowed to do whatever you got to do. It's because Tisha B'Av is pushed off. And Avos V'Vav Hesya is Asur. You're not allowed to mourn publicly. Fine. Do you need to curtail your suda? In other words, let's say normally on Shabbos, I have 50 courses. First I have gefilte fish, then I have salmon, then I have carp, then I have soup, then I have white fish, then I have more soup, I have butternut squash, then I have chicken, then I have steak, then I have lamb chops, a whole thing. And that's what I have every Friday night, yeah? Am I allowed to do that this Friday night? Am I allowed to do this Shabbos? And how about Shalashidus? If let's say my Shalashidus is like 500 types of tuna fish. Am I allowed to have 500 types of tuna fish this year, Shalashidus on Tisha B'Av? Says the Rush, quoting the Tosefta, that Chaliyo is Tisha B'Av b'Shabbos, Oichal Adam Kol Tzarka, you could eat as much as you want. Umale al Shulchanoi, Afil Kesuda, Shloimoi b'Shatoi. Okay, the biggest suda you want, like Shloimo HaMelech. You don't withhold anything. If you have five types of chrein usually every Shabbos, and your wife says, no, this year Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, we're only going to have four types of chrein, you say, no, we're not allowed to curtail anything. We have to have every type of chrein that we usually have. If normally you have 17 types of herring on Shabbos, then, by the way, if normally you have 17 types of herring, you're allowed to be Moisef? We'll talk about that privately, okay? But if normally, listen to this, if you have 17 types of herring, even if, let's say, some weeks you don't, let's say you usually have 17 types of herring, and occasionally you want to, you know, your wife says, we're going to have a quieter Shabbos this week, and on the quiet weeks you're allowed to have 15. Are you allowed to have 15 this week? You're not allowed to. You have to do mamish what you usually do up to its fullest extent. There's no curtailing at all. Kaloimar, says the Tosefta, says the Rosh, Eino nimnam rechitza v'sicha. And now the question is, what about Dvarim Shabenoi Levena? What about Dvarim Shabbatzina Tashmish Amita? Tashmish Amita is Asar on Tisha B'Av. No, says the Rosh, the Tosefta implies Tashmish Amita is Mutter. Even though normally it's Asar on Tisha B'Av, this week, says the Rosh, it's Mutter. However, the Rosh had a Rebbe. Who is the Rosh's Rebbe? The Rosh's Rebbe was the Maram Meirotemberg. We all know Maram Meirotemberg was prisoned in a castle in Einzersheim. We're going to talk about it on Tisha B'Av. And they demanded an exorbitant ransom to release his to release him. And the Maram Meirotemberg paskin, based on the Mishnah in Gittin in Hanizakin, it says, "In poidines hashvuyim." Yes, sir, mikadei demeyem. We don't redeem captives for more than their value. So Maram Meirotemberg said, you're not allowed to redeem me for such an exorbitant sum, because it's just going to encourage the goyim to kidnap more rabbis, more people. However, somebody argued with Maram Meirotemberg. Who argued with Maram Meirotemberg? His Talmud, the Rosh. The Rosh says it doesn't apply to the Gadol Hadar. So the Rosh went around raising the requisite sum, and by the time he collected it, the Maram Meirotemberg died in prison. The Rosh figures they're going to take him in the place of the Maram Meirotemberg. So the Rosh skedaddled and he ran to Spain. And he became the Gadol Hadar in Spain. And they listened to him, they honored him, especially Sfardim. They know how to be Mechabed Rabbanim. Ashkenazim, you guys need to take a lesson from the Sfardim. I was a Rav in Queens. Baruch Hashem, they know how to be Mechabed Rabbanim, even young ones. So I would humbly suggest that people go there for a few weeks and learn the proper way to be mechabed rabbanim. Okay, now we'll move on very quickly. So, anyway, be it as it may, the Rosh was a very successful rabbi until he wanted to institute minhag Ashkenaz among the Sfardim, and the Sfardim said, you know, Chacham, we love you, but we're not going to take Ashkenazic minhagim. Okay, be it as it may, the Maram Meirotemberg is still in jail. His remains are still in jail. So there was a Jew by the name of Alexander Wimpfen who paid for the release of his bones on condition that when Alexander would die, he would be buried next to Maram Meirotemberg, and you could go there today. You see the kever of the Maram Meirotemberg, and right next to it is Alexander Wimpfen. Okay. Be it as it may, the Rosh says, my Rebbe, the Maram Meirotemberg, quotes his Rebbe. Who is the Rebbe of the Maram Meirotemberg? Reb Yitzchak Mivina, the Ar Zerua. And the Ar Zerua writes that if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, even though you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink, you're allowed to do rechitza, but Tashmish Amita is aser. And the raya is like this. If lo yaleinu, somebody loses a relative on Yom Tov, and the burial is pushed off to after Yom Tov, and the avelus is pushed off to after Yom Tov, nevertheless, are you allowed to do avelus before Hesia on Yom Tov? No. But Tashmish Amita is aser on Yom Tov. Why? Because you're now to do public mourning, but private mourning you're allowed to. So says the Ar Zerua, just like if somebody loses a relative on Yom Tov, even though we push off the Avelos, Dvarim Shabbatzina are aser. So too, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, Avada and Avada, Avelos for Hesia is aser, and you're allowed to eat, you're allowed to drink, you're allowed to wash yourself, Aber, Tashmish Amita is aser. So we have machloikis. The Rosh says Tashmish Amita is mutter. The Arzarua says Tashem Shamita is Aser. Says Marami Rotemerg, even though there's what to be mefakpek on what my Rebbe said, because when somebody loses a relative on Yom Tif, that's Avelos Chadosha. That's a new Avelos. That's something that affect. That's a new acute pain. Therefore, maybe we'll answer Tashem Shamita. Mashen Ken Chor Beis Hamikdash is an alta story. It's old news already. Maybe we'll be more lenient and we'll allow Tashem Shamita. Says Marame Rotenberg, it doesn't matter what I think. My Rebbe, the Arzarua, said it's Aser. Therefore, even where I think something is Aser, if my Rebbe thinks it's Mutter, I would say go like him. Certainly where my Rebbe is Machmer, and I want to be lenient, we have to listen to my Rebbe, says Marame Rotenberg. He says beautiful words. He says, Kol Adas Yisrael Yasu Oysoi, Kedai Hu Beis Elokeinu La'abed Olav Oina Achas B'Shana. The house of God is worthwhile to lose over it one mitzvah of Tashem Shamita a year. And therefore, the opinion of the Arzarua, Tashem Shamita is Aser. The opinion of the Marami Rotenberg, Tashem Shamita is Aser. Comes the Rush, and he says, I don't understand. If the Tosefta says that on Tisha B'Av that comes out on Shabbos, you could have Kesuda Shloimei B'Shatoi Ve'eno Meinei Me'atzmei Klum. That implies it's not Tisha B'Av, it's a regular Shabbos. That would imply Tashem Shamita is Mutter. And therefore, even though the Marame Rutenberg wouldn't argue on his Rebbe, the Rush is not afraid to argue on his Rebbe. And the Rush says Tashem Shamita is Mutter, says the Rush, V'chein Amadava Dabar. That's the Minog. The Minog is it's Mutter. How do we paskin? Look at number two. Says the Shulchan Aruch, if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's Mutter! It's Mutter! Who is that like? That's like the Rush! Says the Rama, V'yesh Oisrim, some Aser, who's that? Maram Rotenberg Nor Zeruah. V'chei Noyag in the Minog is Tzvi Machmer.
How could you compare the case of the Onen to the case of the Beis HaMikdash of Tisha B'Av?
Why?
Tisha B'Av, you're pushing the day of Tisha B'Av to Sunday. He's an Onen already. His parent died. Just wasn't buried
yet.
Because it's
Shabbos,
but he's an
Oinin. The Isser Tashem Shamita is not on the Oinin, it's on the Ovel.
He's an Ovel.
It's not an Ovel. The Avelus didn't start. He's an Oinin, but he's not an Ovel.
Does
an Oinin
have Tashem Shamita?
I'm not sure. No, the answer is, but an Oinin is also an Ovel, but in this case, he's not also an Ovel.
I don't know.
Things that apply to tzinna, that you can't do with tzinna, is a very individual type of thing. You
know? Okay.
But with tzinna, here is the whole Jewish mm-hmm. has the same tzinna. In other words, it's not tzinna because
okay,
it's
so,
the same rules.
I hear. But be it as it may, we have these two shitas. You have the shita of the Arzarua Marami Rotenberg, Dvarim Shabbatzina are Aser. You have the shita of the Rush that it's Mutter. The Shulchan Aruch paskins like the Rush that it's Mutter. The Rama brings the minog of the Marami Rotenberg and the Arzarua that it's Aser. What's this machlokes based on? Whether Dvarim Shabbatzina are Mutter or Aser? The machlokes is based on exactly what we've been saying until now. It's based on this chakira. If we view it that really on a year that Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it can't be Shabbos. So it's Lechad Chila on Sunday. So Tashem Shamita should be Mutter. And that's why the Rosh says Tashem Shamita is Mutter. But if you view it that really Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, it's just pushed off to Sunday. It's only pushed off what needs to be pushed off. Dvarim B'Farhesya. But that those items which are Dvarim Shabbat Sina, they should be Aser to do on Tisha B'Av. So if I were to ask you, what should the halacha be? How would you paskin? Should you paskin mutter? Should you paskin aser? Based on the way we've been setting things up, what would you say? L'chayra, it should be mutter. The same way there's no shvua shechal by Tisha B'Av, because we say Tisha B'Av is Sunday. The same way we say if a kid is bar mitzvah on Sunday, he has to fast, because Tisha B'Av is Sunday. We should say that Be'ikar Tisha B'Av is Sunday, and Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av, and Dvarim Shabbatzina should be Mutter. The problem is, so why does Rama say it's Aser? And the Minog is it's Aser. That's how we're Noyeg. The answer is, the Rama is not saying that it's Mamish Aser. If the Rama would say it's Asr, then you attack and have a good question. The Rama just brings an opinion that say it's Asr. And the Rama says the minog is that we don't do it. It's not Asr Meikar Hadin. It's only a minog not to. So why do I say that? Because the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if it's Leil Tefillah, then it's Mutter. Or if somebody is leaving and there's a mitzvah vayna, then it's mutter. In other words, the Rama is not saying it's asr. He brings an opinion v'yesh oisrim, and he says the minog is not to, but realize it's only a minog. But may ikar hadin, it's mutter. Why? Because may ikar hadin, we hold this year Tisha B'Av is not Shabbos. We hold you can eat kesuda shlema b'shaitoi. Veino maneh ma'atz may klum. And may ikar hadin, tasha shamid with me mutter. Again, the minog is that it's asr. Okay, let's talk about one more nafkamina, and then a small nafkamina, and then we'll wrap it up. Okay. There's no suda mafsekas. No, nothing. Marvar Aboisa, I know people, I say, how come you don't learn? You're the whole year of this guy. I never see him open a sefer. So as he says, it's a big chumra. Why? Because you're not to learn on Tisha B'Av. So lest he forget and he learned to learn on Tisha B'Av, he doesn't learn the whole year. It's a very big chumrah that he has, right? But most people are not on the madrega to be so worried about that. But seriously, on Tisha B'Av, you're not to learn. Why? Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesam Chelev. What about Erev Tisha B'Av? So Rama brings down a minog that Erev Tisha B'Av from Chatzoy Sanan, we don't learn. Says, look at number 9. V'noagu. Shaloi lumoid be'erav Tisha B'Av mechatzos ve'ilach. Only the things you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. So I guess you're allowed to learn Eicha, you're allowed to learn the bad things in Yirmiyah, you're allowed to learn the third parak of Ma'id Katan, and I guess all the movies that people think you're allowed to watch on Tisha B'Av, then you're allowed to watch them on Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos as well. Okay, fine. Therefore, if Shabbos is Tisha B'Av, so that means you're going to be noig Tisha B'Av on Sunday. So now Shabbos after Chatzos is Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. So are you allowed to say Pirkei Avos? Well, according to says Rama, based on what I just said, that the minog is not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, there would be no Pirkei Avos on Shabbos Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Fine. What's the reason we don't learn on Tisha B'Av? Because it's Mesameach HaSalev. Okay, what about Erev Tisha B'Av? Why don't we learn? So you say, well, it's also Misameach. It's also Misameach. So I have a question for you. Why in the world would we not learn Erev Tisha B'Av? Because it's Misameach? How about something that's more How about eating food? It's also Misameach. You're allowed to eat Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos? Yeah. You're allowed to drink? Yeah. You're allowed to rechitza? Yeah. So why aren't you allowed to learn? So Mishnah Berurah says, very pashat. All these things, there's no alternative. You don't eat, there's no alternative. But learning, if you don't learn Dvar Mamutaram, you can learn if you don't learn those things that you're now to learn, so learn something else. You can learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa. So since there's a suitable replacement, so therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, the minog is not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. Now, many Achroinim, the Mishnah Berurah says, maintain this minog of not learning Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And not only that, they don't complain against it. Even if Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos, many are annoying like the Rama not to learn after Chatzos. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, there are Achroinim that challenge the minog of not learning Erev Tisha B'Av. Number one, the Marshal. The Marshal says this is not a correct minog not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. In fact, says Marshal, I learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And he said, I allow other people to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos. And the Gra says it's a Chomer Yisera. And the Maimer Mordechai says it's ridiculous. In fact, the Maimer Mordechai says if it would be up to him, he would be Mevatel the Halacha that you're not to learn on Tisha B'Av. Why? Says the Maimer Mordechai. You see, learning is an interesting thing. What are you going to tell somebody? Don't learn on Tisha B'Av. Learn Kamsa Bar Kamsa. The guy's going to say, I've been learning Kamsa Bar Kamsa the last 50 years. I know the story already. You can't, says Maimon Mordechai, when you tell people that you have to learn a certain thing, it like defeats the whole purpose of learning. You can't learn it. If I tell you, It's a big mitzvah to learn, and right now you're going to learn the third line of Masechta Krisos according to the Marshal's Pshat and the second Teretz of Tosfos, based on the way the Maram Shif explained it. Go out of your mind. You can't legislate to somebody what to learn. Ein Adam Loimed Ela B'makim Shalibay Chafetz. Says the Maamar Mordechai, many great Talmid Chachamim, they slacken off on Tisha B'Av and they waste their time because they're forced to learn what the Chachamim have suggested. Says the Maamar Mordechai, if it would be up to me, I would say you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. Just like the Chazal say that if it would have been up to them, they would have said you're allowed to do Malach on Chol HaMoed. We know you're not allowed to do Malach on Chol HaMoed. But Chazal say, there's an opinion in Chazal, that if Rav Abba Bar Mamel said, if he would have been around, he would have said, you're allowed to do Malach on Chol HaMoed. The only reason they asked Malach on Chol HaMoed is so that people should learn Torah. They never asked Malach on Chol HaMoed so people could go apple picking or go to great adventures. There's nothing to do with Yom Tov. I mean, you have Yom Tov now, so now you're going to go on a roller coaster that flips you upside down? Here, Ribbono Shel Olam gave you a Yom Tov to feel Zman Chirusenu. So what do? You drive 2 hours away to sit in, to wait online for 4 hours, to be tortured, kemat to the point where you're almost dead, other than the fact that, you know, you haven't reached that level yet. That's what Hashem gave Chol HaMoed for. So says the Rav Abba Bar Mamel, the only reason you're not to do malacha is to learn. If you're not going to learn, you should be able to do malacha. So Kav Chaymer says, "Ma'amar Morcha, if it be up to me, I would say you're allowed to learn on Tisha B'Av. But what could I do? I don't have the koyach to say not to do it. But not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos? That's ridiculous." And therefore, the Ma'amar Morcha disagrees. So the Mishnah Berurah fears Ois as follows. He says, somebody who wants to be Mekel and to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, we're not going to protest. Which means, L'chadchila, Mishnah Berurah feels, that if you're able to keep the Minhag Yisrael not to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, you should try to. But if you're not able to, we're not going to throw rotten tomatoes at you. But what would you say, Rabbi Isai, if not only is it Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, but this Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos is also Shabbos? Meaning the Mishnah Berurah says that if you can't contain yourself and you feel you have to learn Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos, you are allowed to. Ein moichin b'yadai, but it sounds like it's better not to. But says the Mishnah Berurah that if Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos is Shabbos, he brings down from the Taz that we're not going to be makbid not to learn on Shabbos after Chatzos, even when Tisha B'Av comes out on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah, you could rely on that. Basically, Rabbi Isai, bottom line is, this Shabbos, after Chatzos, are you allowed to learn? The Rama says no, the Taz says yes, says the Mishnah Berurah, you could rely on the Taz. Okay? But what is this machlokes based on? Whether you're allowed to learn on Shabbos, Erev Tisha B'Av after Chatzos? L'chayra would be based on this Chakira that we're saying. If the way we view it is that really Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, Elamai, we can't fast, we push it off to Sunday. We can't fast, but we could not learn. So Ramo would feel that maybe better not to learn, at least after Chatzos. However, if you're going to view it that this Shabbos is not Tisha B'Av, Sunday is Tisha B'Av, Shabbos is only Erev Tisha B'Av, but it's an Erev Tisha B'Av of Shabbos, then maybe we would say that learning is not affected at all. Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam, but what about, it's not always the right time to learn. What about if a person wants to learn in a dirty place? Right? Let's say there's filth. Let's say there's soya there. We don't say the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. Let's say a person wants to learn during Chazar Sashatz. We don't say the Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. There's certain places you can't learn. There's certain times you're not allowed to learn. You know, everything is good. There are a lot of good things, but you have to know when to do it. Okay, Rabbi say one last nafgamina. What would you say, Rabbi Isai, about a pregnant woman or a nursing woman to fast on this year on Sunday? Can you be lenient? Or do we say, now typically, Rabbi Isai, a pregnant woman, a nursing woman, If she is Bitsar, she doesn't have to fast the normal Tanesim, Asar B'Tevis, Shavas B'Tamos, Sam Gedalia. Tisha B'Av, though, typically a pregnant woman will fast. However, what about this year? Will a pregnant woman fast this year on Tisha B'Av? So, L'chara, we should say, it depends on this Chakira. If we view it that this year Tisha B'Av is Sunday, L'chara, you should be makbid about Machmir by a Mu'uberes and a Meinekes. Because it's Tisha B'Av is Sunday. It's not Shabbos pushed off. It's Sunday. But if we view it that really Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, Elamai, we can't fast on Shabbos, it's pushed off to Sunday, then a Meinekes and a Mu'uberes, L'chara, you should say what? Could eat, and we could be lenient. Marv Raboisai, now that you guys are poiskim, how would you paskim based on what we've learned so far? Should she have to fast? L'chara, based on what we said, she should have to fast. Because we don't understand it that Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, but it's pushed off to Sunday. We view it that Tisha B'Av is Sunday, L'chachila. But we don't paskim that way. We paskim that there's a very big kula, that on a Tisha B'Av nidcha, so a Mu'uberes and a Meinekes, I'll show you the Bir Halacha number 15. The Bir Halacha says that, look at number 14. Tisha B'Av shechal liyos b'Shabbos. V'nidcha liyom echad. Bal bris mispalel mincha. Miboira yom god of a roi chetz v'eno mashem tanisa l'fishe yom tov shalahu. Anybody here ever make a bris on Tisha B'Av, Shechalius B'Shabbos, and pushed off to Sunday? I'm not mistaken, my brother-in-law made a bris on Yud Av, on a Tisha B'Av, and the father of the baby does not fast. You hear this? After Chatzos, the father breaks his fast, he davens Mincha, and he breaks his fast, because it's a Yom Tif. Now, on a regular Tisha B'Av, he would not break his fast, but on a Tisha B'Av Nidcha, he would. Well, says the Bir Halacha, we can make a Kal V'Chomer. Madach. I'm not sure. But I'm not sure. The Bir Halacha says somebody who's a choili ktsas or a mu'uberes that's slightly ill is allowed to eat on Tisha B'Av shechal liyos be Shabbos. In other words, when it's pushed up to Sunday. Aye, but we said that the lumdus is, it's not that it falls out on Shabbos and it's pushed off to Sunday. It falls out on Sunday, l'chachilah. So why are you allowed to be lenient? The answer is that even though the way we view it is that it falls out on Sunday, but nevertheless, the reason why it falls out on Sunday is because we couldn't schedule it for the day that it was supposed to fall out. So even though it's l'chachilah on Sunday, but it's only l'chachilah on Sunday because it couldn't be l'chachilah on Shabbos. So it still does enjoy some of the leniencies of a nidcha. Certainly, a woman gave birth the day before, wouldn't even have to fast on Yom Kippur of a regular year within 7 days. But here we're talking about a regular Mu'uberes, would not have to fast. Marv Raboisai, the Gemara says that Bikesh Rebbe Lakar Tisha B'Av. Rebbe wanted to be Oikar Tisha B'Av. Why only Rebbe? Why not other Tanaim? What's the significance that Rebbe wanted to be Mevatel Tisha B'Av? The Bnei Yisoschar writes that Rebbe was a descendant of David HaMelech. We all know the Medrash says that who is born on Tisha B'Av? Mashiach. Rebbe, a scion of the Malchus based David, was margish that even though Tisha B'Av is a terrible Yom Sara, but he was margish as a descendant of David HaMelech, he was margish the tremendous salvation and promise and latent bracha that lays in Tisha B'Av. He was the one who felt that we should be mevatel Tisha B'Av. So Taka, we know that Klal Yisrael today are mostly from Shevet Yehuda. That means even though it's a terrible Yom Tzara, but we're margish that there is a tremendous bracha and a tremendous moyed that is latent in Tisha B'Av to the extent that even today we still don't say Tachnon on Tisha B'Av. That's because there is tremendous opportunity for Gula Shlema on Tisha B'Av. We should talk about Zoicha. That Soim HaChamishi Yia LeBeis Yehuda L'Sasen U'L'Simcha L'Mayadim Toivim Shvizoicha to see it as a Yom Tov B'Shleimusa B'Yaskal Tzadik M'Heri Yomino Amen.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.